joining me in the studio, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Matthew. I was at the Havelock Hotel tonight having dinner as I normally do on a Tuesday night.
Anyone famous wander through?
No, I looked.
Russell Crowe? No.
No blokes with big bushy beards or anything that had a good look around.
Ponytails? No. He is in town. He was at the Barossa. And then the art gallery, as far as we know, because he's tweeted all this, so it's out there. So, Russell, if you're listening, and especially if you've got any tech questions, 8223-0000. If you can't work the phone properly, give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll help him out. So, yeah, interesting. I love Master and Commander as well. It's a great
movie.
Great film.
I reckon that's his best. They're all pretty good. The Whistleblower.
And Gladiator, Gladiator.
Yeah, I didn't mind Gladiator. There's another one, though, in between those. Whistleblower, Master and Commander, Gladiator.
The Mathematician one.
Yes. Beautiful Mind.
Yes.
Great film. Yeah.
See, Russell, we're talking about you. You can ring in. It's okay.
He won the Oscar for that one, didn't he?
He did.
I think for that one.
He was very, very good.
He should have won them for all, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Gladiator.
It still holds up today.
Oh, totally. 100%. But the others, Master and Commander, Beautiful Mind, Whistleblower, should have won the Oscar.
It's funny, I've met people who don't like Master and Commander at all.
Yeah. Well, they feel seasick.
No, I don't know. It wasn't that good. I absolutely saw the pictures, absolutely loved
Fantastic
it.
Fantastic film. Yeah. Yeah, at the pictures, you know, the only thing that needed was the spray hitting you in the face.
Exactly right. Yeah. Really, really good.
You were
film.
In there. You were on the boat. It was unreal. Yeah.
Couple of quick things to mention first that I haven't put on your notes. Officeworks have pulled Apple's AirTags for sale.
Oh.
Over safety concerns because they've got a button battery inside.
Kids
and that. So they'll change the packaging on those. Got to say, the Apple AirTags, I've got them, work very well.
Okay.
Unless somebody takes one from you, so to test.
Yes.
Said we'll go and hide it somewhere, but they actually ran outside. Put it in the back garden and buried it.
And you found it?
No.
You're going to say attached it to the dog's collar and off it goes.
It was just gone. I was wandering around ages, things like that. So, yes. And iOS 14.5.1 is now out as well. Big security update as well. So 14.5 was out. Make sure you install it on your iPhone and your iPad. It's a bit funny to install it because when you go on, hit that install button, it doesn't look like it's doing anything.
Yeah.
So it took a few goes for me to get it to install.
No, still nothing yet. I've been trying.
There we go.
Okay. So, all right. So they've now. This is after 14.5 came out a week ago.
That's right.
So already security.
It's a security update,
right?
On there as well.
So obviously they found something that didn't work.
Didn't or wasn't patched,
right?
On there as well. So this one is basically a security update to keep safe. Because we've got to remember the iPhone is, and I hate all the Android users out there. I still love Android phones, but the iPhone is the safest device out there to use, the most secure device.
Okay.
Because they always keep it updated.
That's it. That's right. Got to keep it updated. Now, online scammers are playing a numbers game. What's this about?
Well, they are really. I'm going to give people three rules to probably live by tonight. So online scams, it really is. And I saw somebody today that nearly dialed the phone number that came up on their computer screen to there was a problem with their computer. Your Windows firewall has gone down twice, so please dial this number.
Really?
His wife stopped him doing it at the last minute, said, why don't you just call Richard on from 5AA and you know, just which we went out there tonight. If he dialed it, they would have logged onto his computer. They would have told him the world is coming to an end.
Yep.
I've had quotes at the moment, and I'm about to put an invoice back up on my website from one that I did a couple of months ago, $850 to repair the computer.
Really?
On there as well.
Wow.
I'm a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper for that as well. So scammers will, you know, if they send out enough scams to enough people, somebody's going to buy it.
Yes.
And we've been going on about scams, I reckon, for the last, solidly on this radio station, for the last 5 years on there as well. So it's always a magic combination the people fall for it. People who are distracted by something.
Yeah.
Distracted by life, but also concerned with their online accounts as well. So we don't want to get, you know, stung. So rule number one, if you're not expecting it, you shouldn't expect it.
Okay.
So standard trick for online scams is to get you to click that link.
Yes.
The link is in the email, a messaging account from one of your friends, a WhatsApp message. WhatsApp's getting very, very, really, it's a bit smelly WhatsApp for me. You know, because there are a lot of scams out there that seem to end up on WhatsApp or even an SMS. So it's direct you to a malicious website. So don't click those links.
Mm.
Rule number two, don't buy into urgency.
Okay.
As well. So if you
got to do this now.
Yeah, we've got to do this right now. So, you know, we get people who have had their Facebook account hijacked and then contact all their friends via that hijacked account. It will be some kind of emergency, or the bank or credit card company will call you and say, you know, we need to unfreeze your account right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not going to. They'll send a letter. They're not going to drop you an email in Gmail when they go on and do it.
So, you know, from CommBank at Gmail.
Exactly right.
That's right.
You know, so don't buy the urgency. And the last one, we all know if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yes.
You know, it's the best rule of thumb we can always have. So, you know, money doesn't fall out of your inbox.
That's right.
As well. We've had so many people think they're going to make it. You know, a lawyer or business contacting you via email, about some kind of inheritance. I still get people who want to fall for that.
Yeah, right.
You know,
really?
Which stuns me.
Wow. The rich uncle you never knew you had has died.
You know, and it's like online sales as well. There are some great sale prices around. Things are very competitive at the moment. You know, we've got companies like Amazon and all the other online ones. But, you know, if it really seems a great, great price, it's probably false on there as well. So do your research when it comes to all of these things.
That's right.
If you're buying something on Facebook or any social media platform and it's got, you know, Matthew and Richard's microphone sales, we're selling, you know, great microphones at this price, you might just want to Google us first.
Yes, yes.
And just go look and have a look.
Yes.
And just say, is it that, so, you know, is it a bargain before I do it? And will Matthew and Richard's microphones really deliver?
And do they exist?
And do they exist? They're marvelous microphones, people.
Yeah, they are.
So, you know, live by those rules and, you know, you'll start to, you know, be suspicious of things as well.
Yeah.
And I'm still a big believer in pull that home phone line out the wall.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you do get the unsolicited calls there, don't you, all the time?
I was with somebody the other day for about 2 hours and they had 10 phone calls while I was there.
And what, just scammers? Or
every one of them was fake.
Really? Wow.
And he said, it's nearly all day. And I said, how many people know your home phone number? He goes, well, there's Aunt Doris who rings me occasionally.
Well, she's a scammer.
Can you just ring Aunt Doris up, give her your mobile number, and we'll disconnect? And he did. And we literally pulled the home phone line out.
I don't know why people still have home. Okay, if you don't have a mobile, if you're Aunt Doris and you don't have a mobile, well, okay. But, your phone's going to be full of people wanting to access your bank account, like
you're
saying.
Exactly right. Yeah, it goes on all the time for people.
I got rid of my home phone in 2007, and I probably should have done it in about 2000 at the end of the day when I look back. Because that's when I got a mobile, and I just kept the home line. And eventually I thought, why? I don't give anyone the number anymore.
And it's great quality.
Yeah.
It's superb quality out there, you know, for all the mobile calls.
Yeah.
I don't think all the telcos are created equal when it comes to that. And, you know, always listen intently. We hear people ring talk back a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And they've folded the cover back over and they've covered a microphone and they sound a bit muffled sometimes.
Yes.
Don't do that, people, as well.
Kind exactly.
Like, you know, and don't put us on speaker either.
No.
But you can call us now on 822-3000.
I was about to say, we can talk right through this segment. There's so much to talk about. But if you've got a question, want to hear from you on 822-3000. Now, just another thing about all of this. I did see something last night on Facebook. You know the questions that appear on Facebook? What was your dog's first name? Yep. What car did you drive, you know, when you were 18? And the thought was that those questions come up on Facebook because they're the typical security access your account questions. And the worry was if you answer these questions publicly, you're unwittingly giving potential scammers access to your accounts. But then I thought about that. Well, they have to know who you're with, you know.
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All of those sorts
of
things.
So it's probably not really a scam, is it? Or is it?
It's probably not. You know, and nowadays it's more about two-factor authentication, you know, which is we give Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Apple your mobile phone number.
Mm.
So if somebody does guess your password, then you'll get a text message yes. back with a number on it.
That's right.
And that number you should never, ever ignore if it comes up, because that's somebody tapping you on the shoulder going, hey, Matthew,
yeah.
we know your Facebook password. Do you want to go over there and change it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I had somebody lose their Facebook account, and I said, how many times? Oh, about 20 or 30 times oh, on no. there as well.
So somebody was trying to access all that time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we get lots of people with businesses, especially. Yeah, if you've yeah, got a yeah. lot of followers on there,
yeah.
You know, it's about if they take over the account,
yeah.
they can pinch all of those followers.
Yeah, okay.
on there as well.
I'd be happy for someone to pinch my Facebook. Maybe I shouldn't say it on the radio, but seriously, I mean, you know, it's just full of whinges, let's face it.
A lot of the time it is. Yeah.
It's true. 8223 00 00 17 past 9 on 5AA. Richard Pascoe in the studio. Yes, I've just given that number. You know it off by heart anyway. You can email, text as well, but we'd love to hear from you in the next 15 or so minutes.
Adelaide's favourite southerner, Fitzy, joins 5AA Breakfast each Friday with his AFL footy tips. Thanks to House Inspect Australia. Trust House Inspect Australia, the most qualified team in Australia for house inspections. Search House Inspect Australia.
Jane pops in for a cuppa with Lorraine, an ACH Group customer living independently and safely at home, thanks to Smart Tech.
Today I'm chatting with Lorraine, who has used ACH Group's smart technology service. What difference has it made to your life?
It helps me stress less about trying to find things and the Roomba vacuum cleaner. Stress less for jobs that are getting a little bit harder for me at this age.
To find out more about ACH Group's smart tech service, visit achgroup.org.au.
Don't just get a forklift.
When you need a forklift, don't just get a forklift. Get a Toyota forklift. Get the world's number one forklift brand. Get legendary Toyota reliability. Get world-leading safety. And get it from toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. For sales, service and hire.
Get a Toyota forklift.
Make up for lost time on the high seas at the Phil Hoffman Travel Cruise Sail Day. It's time to start planning for that long-awaited holiday. Join the cruise experts for a day of exclusive deals, Saturday the 15th of May. There's cruises close to home departing from Adelaide or further afar like New Zealand, South Pacific, Hawaii, Europe, Asia and more. Register at pht.com.au. Jump back on board with Phil Hoffman Travel, proudly South Australian and here for you.
Vanguard has over 30 million investors worldwide who believe in low-cost investing and long-term performance. This gives all of us the best chance of investment success. So when we say us, you realise we mean you. Vanguard, investing in us. Search Vanguard Effect. Before investing, consider your own circumstances, as Vanguard has not, and read the relevant Vanguard disclosure document available at vanguard.com.au. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.
I'm Kathy Nagel, the Chief Executive of Western Hospital Henley Beach. We strive to cater for the needs of our community and are committed to providing clinical services to all eligible patients. Western Hospital has now opened our cardiovascular hybrid theatre, a state-of-the-art operating theatre for cardiac and vascular procedures. Ask your GP for a referral to one of our Western Heart and Vascular Medical staff. Western Hospital, your hospital that cares. Call 8159 1200 or visit westernhospital.com.au.
Landlords, do you get a notification to your mobile phone the minute your rent has been paid? With Toop and Toop Property Management, you do. We provide award-winning technology backed up by old-fashioned customer service. With Toop Home, every transaction is available at the touch of a button. You'll experience absolute transparency and peace of mind. Make the switch with a smooth transition of your property. And with our Toop Switch campaign this month, it's at no cost to you. Call us today on 8362 8888.
Get in here. It's Sheeds. We don't have the time to mess around. We can't afford any more downtime and we need a result. It's about trust, and for hydraulic hose repairs, Ryko 24/7 are the ones. They'll get to you wherever you are. Their vans are on the road with fully qualified repairers, and they are supported by that other great South Australian team, BL Shipway, who I've known for over 30 years. Call Ryko 24/7 on 133247 or visit ryko247.com.au.
Need low potassium or gluten-free meals home delivered? That's Meals on Wheels today. Really?
This is Matthew Pantelis.
With Richard Pascoe here taking your calls, only there aren't any. Oh, I reckon you're going to the wrong pub at the start of the night. I think that's what it is.
We're going to change pubs.
I know.
You know, the Havelock's just fallen over now in shock saying that. Yeah, well, we might. How many devices have you got in your home, Matthew, that connect to the internet?
Lots. The Mac. I don't know how many phones. Four, I suppose, at any one time. Obviously, the Netflix, you know, the PlayStation, the Xbox. TVs, yeah. On it goes.
Got a doorbell?
No, not internet connected, no.
On the internet?
No, you need an appointment to come to my place.
That's right.
Don't just ring the bell.
So it'd be interesting if you want to ring up and tell us how many, run around now, count how many internet connected devices you've got at home and give us a call.
Yeah. Now, what, is there a record? What's the most you've ever found going to people's places?
Average is probably about six.
Yeah, okay.
Now at the moment.
Yeah, we're on that.
I think I've got 15 at my place.
Have you?
Yes.
What have you got?
Comfortable 15.
What, so the doorbell and everything at the home house?
No, I haven't got a doorbell. We've got a few computers, as you would expect there as well. We've got tablets, the smartphones. We've got two speakers on there as well.
Okay.
Two TVs, and it all starts to mount up there as well.
But I guess if you've got the whole, you know, the Apple Home wired up, then you've probably got 30.
Exactly, once it all starts.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be surprised, people out there, you know, just run around and count how many devices you've got. Because we've actually got 21.6 million smartphones in Australia.
Wow, almost one for every person.
One for every person out there, which staggered me as well. So it's five times as many smartphones as we had in 2010.
Gosh, and that doesn't include the dumb phones that are still in use, because there'd be a few of them still.
Probably a couple. and internet-connected devices has grown by almost six times. There's 193 million smart devices in Australia now.
Wow.
Which is, we've got fridges that connect to the internet as well. So we've embraced those services as well. You know, streaming entertainment services, 16 million people now use them. It's not good for TV.
No. TV no one's watching TV anymore.
No.
I mean, look at news services, for instance, where 10, 15, 20 years ago, they were pulling almost 300,000, you know, 250, 270 was not an unusual figure. And they're all struggling. Well, Channel 10 way below, but 9 and 7 struggling around 100 at the moment, 1,000 a night. And that'll only drop.
They've got to change.
Yeah, well, doing what?
Yeah, well,
let them know. They want to know it.
If it was, you know, all stream in high definition for a start, but when they do that, they've got to pay money to the government to go along and do that improve the pictures that are out there for it. You know, that'd be number one for me out there to go along and do it, but it does need to change. Digital wallets used by 6 million Aussies out there. Do you pay for things with your phone?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally?
Still use a credit card. Wave that around.
Why do you use a credit card when you do it? Do you tap and go with
The credit card, tap and go.
I'm a big believer in playing with the phone.
Yeah.
For the simple reason that if you pay with the phone, all they know is that Matthew has enough money in his account to pay for it.
Right.
They don't know really it was you that bought anything.
Okay.
But when you do it with a credit card, and a lot of the retailers around the country, they know it was you. They know where you live.
Oh, really?
They get reports about what you've bought.
Really?
So they can tailor things on there.
Why do they get all that? How does that work?
It does on their terminals, FPOS terminals.
Really?
All goes back.
Oh, stuff that then. Gotta cut the card up now.
Exactly right. So, you know, it's once you say explain that to me, it's a lot more
private. I didn't know that.
It's a big privacy thing out there. So, you know, people who go along and let's say were starting to buy baby stuff from, let's say, and I'm not saying they're doing it, but through like Target or Kmart, then they'll suddenly start getting things in the mailbox from Target or Kmart for cots and certain things on
there. See, I've never experienced that.
Yeah, it's a big thing out there.
Wow. Okay.
But the phone, tap and go, got enough money to pay, and that's it. They get a token on there as well.
Wow, okay. Doing that now.
Online meal and grocery shopping, it surged 22% and 35% and reached 7 million users around the country as well. So, you know, it's all about that changing landscape that we've got.
It certainly is changing, isn't it? The world is changing, and, you know, just look at food deliveries, coming that's exploded out of nowhere over the last 3 years or so.
Yeah, I got a $25 voucher from DoorDash or something okay, the other day to go on. So if, you know, if you want to come along and do it. So, yeah, a lot of people always get concerned, I was going to say, too, about paying for things with their phone on there as well. You know, I want to see the thing with the last clients I had tonight was talking to them about it, and they said, well, we've never really done it. I said, put your credit card on there. You know, it becomes a really quick and easy and safe way for you to pay. Because we've got to remember, like the iPhone, the most secure device out there, use your banking apps, sometimes a bit more secure than actually using your computer to bank as well. And remember, banking, you know, shouldn't be afraid to bank on your computer.
Yeah.
A lot of people still are. But, you know, talk to your, if you're unsure about it, on what I'm saying, talk to your bank about it as well, because it really, it makes it convenient for you. If you're in, you know, you're married to someone who doesn't like using the computer, you've got to get them to learn how to use a computer, because it's be surprising that I see some people who, and there was a couple I used to see, and the wife used to do everything, and the husband was, I never want to know about the computer.
Yeah, right.
She tragically died very, very quickly, and he was stuck.
Wow.
You know, for it had no idea how to pay a bill at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say you've got to have some, you know, how do I pay a bill?
Yes.
How do I check the bank?
Yes.
Do I use the phone?
That's
do
good
I
advice.
Use the computer?
Yep. Where are the passwords?
Where are the passwords on that? You can buy a password book at Officeworks and go along and fill it all in if you want to. But get all of those things in order so that you've both got some semblance about knowing how to, you know, pay bills and how to internet bank. But don't be afraid of internet banking. I do come across so many people who are.
Yeah, yeah. I use an app on my phone for it, which is so handy. It really is. And the bank had to talk me into it way back in the day, and I'm so glad they did.
Yeah.
It's so handy. Tell me about Facebook and Instagram. They want to track you to remain free of charge. Now, what's this latest? This is a scam, isn't it?
It's not.
What's this mean?
Right. So when iOS 14.5 came out, you can opt out of tracking from websites.
Right.
So you can go along and say, you know what? I don't want Facebook to share my information with other websites.
Which is excellent.
Which I think is very good as well. So now there's a bit of a plea from Facebook coming out on Instagram saying, please don't do this. You're putting small business advertising at risk.
What rubbish.
As well. And, you know, that there's three things on there. It explains that Facebook and Instagram use this data to show you ads that are more personalized.
Yeah.
I'll take that with a grain of salt at the moment. I looked up things for my motorbike the other day, and I'm inundated with every motorbike ad, you know, on my feed at the moment. Number two is help keep Facebook and Instagram free of charge.
Right.
They're not going to charge you. It's just a plea. And support business that rely on ads to reach customers. That part is probably the only thing
that would be true
out there.
Which
it is. I mean, I pay for some advertising on Facebook every now and again.
Yeah.
Get quite good results.
How do you get in touch with them to say, I want to buy some advertising?
You have a page on there first. So you don't have your personal page. You go to your page.
Right.
So you set up the Matthew Pantelis,
Business page
on there as well.
Yep.
And you can buy $20 worth of advertising or $30 worth. You can tailor it by postcode.
As cheap as that.
Yeah. As cheap as you can spend $5 if you wanted to.
Really?
To buy, you know, either buy people who like your page or people who, you know, will say, that's the link, I'll go through to Matthew's website.
Right.
On there as well.
Okay.
But you can tailor it by postcode as well. Like, you know, I help a business in Adelaide do all that. We've targeted many postcodes around Australia when the COVID crisis was on and they were shipping to Australia.
Yep.
Australia-wide, we did advertising campaigns for a lot of Victoria when it was really locked down to ship things to them. So you can go along and pick 5153 as a postcode.
Yeah.
So everybody who's got Facebook and that will suddenly come up on there as well. I'm not extolling the virtues of Facebook advertising because we want you to advertise on the radio as well.
Of course we do. But that's interesting. That's very interesting. All right. So I've often thought that. So you just do it online, essentially, and they say, thanks very much. Show us the money.
And I've got to say, we had one business that had got overcharged by accident on there as well. It was a bit of the business's fault when they did it. And Facebook willingly refunded $700.
Gee.
Came back straight away.
That's good.
And they literally also, we know you made a mistake, but in good faith, here's all your money back.
Yeah, right. Well, they can afford it.
They can afford it.
Yes, they can. Richard, fascinating as always. Adelaide Tech Guy, where can people find you?
Head over to adelaidetechguy.com.au. Be back with Pilco tomorrow. And remember, we'll be giving away another smartwatch for Mother's Day tomorrow
as well.
That's
why you're getting the calls.
At the moment, I think, at the moment, I think it is.
There we go. It's not your dinners. 29 to 10 on 5AA.